Let's pray for this country and for ourselves.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Lorraine Day. And Dr. Day was an orthopedic surgeon, professor of orthopedics, University of California, when I was practicing down in Santa Cruz, and basically after a number of years and certainly moving up through the ranks and being on her way towards becoming a professor at one of the major universities in the country. Why, certainly Lorraine, there was the time of the AIDS epidemic, and Lorraine and I got involved in trying to stop the spread of AIDS, the unnecessary spread of AIDS. And then, of course, Lorraine came down with breast cancer. Well, I'm going to let her tell you this story because it changed her life. She was willing to give up her profession and perhaps is doing something far more important today. And I will tell you, I've learned a great deal from Lorraine. I agree with her basic context that we certainly are having very real health problems, in large part because of what we eat and because we're not doing what is logical. Lorraine, you pick up the story and explain to our listeners what is really going on and why you gave up a wonderful career in orthopedic surgery to do something perhaps even far more important.
Well, yes, I've not given up the practice of medicine because I think that I'm doing a greater service. I've trained a lot of young people to be good orthopedic surgeons and orthopedic trauma surgeons, as I was. But there are very few doctors who are telling people how to really be well. There are few doctors who can tell a person how they can reverse their cancer. Not only that, there are a few doctors who can tell a person how to do that who have already done it themselves. I developed breast cancer in 1993. Lump was small at first, and I had it biopsied at two major medical centers, Scripps in La Jolla, San Diego, California, and at Loma Linda University Medical Center, a medical school, and it was diagnosed as breast cancer. As I said, the lump was small at first, and I knew that I wasn't going to have chemotherapy or radiation or mastectomy. And as I said times on your show before, I knew that I didn't develop breast cancer because I had too many breasts. So cutting them off, one or both, will not cure breast cancer. Even though people like Angelina Jolie and various other celebrities have stated they have no problem having their breasts cut off. But we doctors work at the wrong end of cancer. We're always trying to eliminate the tumor. But the tumor is not the problem. The tumor is a result of a sick body. It's the sick body that's the problem. If you cut off a person's body parts or cut out their organs to get rid of the tumor, you still have the sick body. And that's why so many people develop cancer someplace else in their body subsequently. It's because they haven't fixed their sick body. The sick body is caused by the way we think, eat, live, and handle stress. And that's what we've got to fix. But people don't want to do that because they don't like to change their bad habits, even though they can kill them. Is that the music coming on here?
That's the music, but you go right ahead. I'll tell you when we have to stop.
Okay. So people want to continue their bad habits, again, even though they may be killing them. I decided I was going to do whatever it took to get well. And so I changed everything about my life. I refused chemotherapy because it causes cancer and it destroys the person's immune system. The immune system is the one system in our body God has given us to get us well and keep us well.
Well, Lorraine, we're getting ready to go to a break. Are you on a regular telephone because you're coming in very, very soft?
Oh, really? I'm on a regular telephone, the same one I was on this morning.
I'm going to have my secretary call you back and hang up.
We'll
call in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Day is saying that Obamacare is not about medical care. It's about denying access to medical care. It's about doing away with doctors. And she was telling Sydney about 25 or 35 years ago when she was a professor, why she was flown back to Washington, D.C. for some sort of a conference on the use of the devices orthopedists use, the implants. And basically, they put she and this 12 people who were with her back in Washington, D.C. into a room to work out some sort of a question, you know, and she was wondering, why did they fly me all the way back here to answer this question, you know, suddenly? What did you find out? What did you figure out that this was really all about?
Well, they gave us a horrid lunch of cold cuts and mayonnaise and white bread and then they kept us in there all day, and they left all those cold cuts out for the whole day, not refrigerated. And they said, well, you just eat the same thing for dinner. Well, of course, everybody was afraid they'd get poisoned with it. Nobody did. We said, we want to go out to eat. And they said, no, you're not allowed to leave the room. We were in prison. We were in prison. So anyway, we came. We were startled at that. And then we came to our conclusion about the protocol for this particular question, and they said, no, we don't like your answer. Go back and confer again. So we did, and a couple of hours later, we said, no, this is our answer. And they said, well, it doesn't matter. We're going to rewrite it anyway, according to what we want. It was a total sham. And what they were doing is they were looking at every question in medicine and making a protocol for it. So now they will be able to eliminate almost all doctors. They will have physician's assistants who will be trained for about 6 weeks. The clinics eventually will all be in Walmart. They will take cashiers, as wild as this sounds, they will take cashiers, train them to take somebody's blood pressure and pulse, have them fill out a form. Now, you know, when you go to your doctor's office, you fill out a form of what diseases you've had and what symptoms you have now, what operations you've had. And they will just do that, and that will then be put through a computer. And out the other end will be the drug that this former clerk, now called glorified physician's assistant, will hand you the piece of paper, which will be a prescription made by the computer, and then you will go next door to the pharmacy in Walmart. And that's how 98% of all patients will be treated. They will eliminate doctors because they don't want doctors who make a decent income. They want to eliminate the intelligentsia of the country. And then for the few cases that cannot be handled that way, they will have a panel of doctors in New York, handpicked, that will view the patient wherever they are on a closed circuit, back and forth television set, be able to talk to the patient, such as in FaceTime on your cell phone. They'll be able to talk to the patient. They'll tell the this glorified clerk maybe to touch here and touch there. They'll be able to put monitors on the patient to hear their heart and their lungs and all of that. And so a very few doctors in New York will rule the entire country. Now, there will be some areas where they'll do surgery, but those will be centers in maybe one or two in the state. And the people will go there for surgery. But they will have total control over whether they decide whether you're worth treating. And if you are retired, if you are disabled, if you are very ill, they will not treat you because you have become a useless eater. So I realized something strange was going on really way back 30 years ago or more, because there was no reason for them to be doing this. And I figured out they were trying to make a protocol for every single question in medicine so it could eventually be done by computer.
Well, I wouldn't be at all surprised. These people really want a ration access to health care, and I'm sure that older people are certainly not going to get the reconstructive procedures that can really transform their lives. Certainly, I've had two total hips. I mean, certainly, I'm able to get around and be productive at 85, but basically, of course, it's very obvious that under this new system, they're not going to have the money to provide for this. They're already beginning to cut back, and cut back dramatically on the amount of money available for Medicare. And where is the outcry from the people of our country and for our political leaders? Why, a few of the Republicans are a little disturbed by this. They're going to try to come up with some sort of an accommodation. But certainly, although organized medicine is up in arms, why, the average individual isn't it wonderful? We're going to be able to get free medical care. Well, of course, now people are beginning to see what it's going to cost. I know with my son, it was going to raise his annual premium for $4,000 for a basic medical care program, a calamity or program from $4,000 to $14,000. Oh. I don't even know what he's done. I'll have to give him a call. I just hope he's got some sort of coverage. But basically, it's going to run up the cost immensely for people.
This is another way to break the back of middle America. And people will not be able to afford it. And so they'll be left without medical care. This is not a plan to provide medical care for the nation. It's a plan to keep from providing care while breaking the economic back of the entire population. That's why it's so important for people to learn how to take care of themselves. One of the things I use to get well from cancer was sunlight. Sunlight lowers high blood pressure, lowers resting heart rate, increases the cardiac output, the amount of blood that the heart can pump, lowers blood cholesterol, decreases blood sugar in diabetics, increases energy, endurance, and muscle strength. It actually increases muscle bulk. Not as much as exercise, but it actually does even without exercise. Sunlight increases the body's tolerance to stress. It increases the body's resistance to infection. It increases the oxygen carrying capacity of the blood. It increases sex hormones. It increases resistance of the skin to infections. And it decreases the size of internal cancerous tumors. And it does not cause skin cancer. That's the sun. The sun, and it's free, and people are afraid of the sun. They're covering up. I'm not suggesting people go out and burn themselves in the sun, but sun is good for us. Sunlight is not harmful in normal quantities. It is not harmful. It's very beneficial. We need sun. You can't raise a healthy garden without sun. You can't raise a healthy garden without the proper amount of water. You can't raise a healthy garden without nutritious soil. You can't raise a healthy garden without restraining the pests from disturbing it and eating the plants. But it's the same way with human beings. You can't raise a healthy human being without proper water, without sunlight, without nutritious food, and without freedom from stress. It is the same way. We came from the soil. God designed us and created us from the soil. We need to eat from the soil, and we need the same things that grains, fruits, and vegetables need to stay alive. And, people will walk their dogs. They'll get in a golf cart and walk their dog. The dog needs to be walked. Well, you need to walk, too. Don't get in a golf cart. Walk your dog. But people don't want to do it. So we need these kinds of things. Water is extremely important. In fact, water is what really holds the body together. Without water, if you are dehydrated, you will age your skin prematurely. We lose water every day from breathing, from perspiration, even when it's not hot. We lose water because when we digest our food, the body has to take in huge amounts of water from the cells to make the enzymes and to digest the food. But people drink caffeine, and caffeine is a diuretic. It takes more water out of the body than comes in with the drink. Plus, it has about 100 toxins in it, but people like to drink it. The fight-or-flight reaction, when we become stressed or angry, the fight-or-flight reaction produces cortisol and adrenaline. Fight-or-flight reaction dehydrates the body. Stress causes very, very damaging effects on the body. When we are stressed, as I said, with anger or domestic stress, job stress, the body produces cortisol, which is like cortisone, and these things cause depression. Cortisone causes depression, anxiety, psychosis, intestinal bleeding, convulsions, muscle wasting, personality changes, glaucoma, migraine headaches, difficulty breathing, mood swings, all of these things. And all we need to do to eliminate this fight or flight reaction is learn how to handle our stress. And the best way is to truly trust God. God tells us, be anxious for nothing. We're supposed to come to God like little children. I have twin granddaughters who are 2.5 years old. If you want to see them, you can see pictures of them on my website at drday.com. That's drday.com. They're found in the place where it says, is Dr. Day still alive? And these little children depend on their parents, my son and his wife, to take care of them. They don't worry about where their next meal is coming from. We're supposed to be that same way with the Lord. Do we have to stop now?
No, I probably better slow down. This is Dr. Stan, our guest, Dr. Lorraine Day. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Lorraine, our telephone number is 888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But you listen to what Lorraine says. We need exercise. We need sunlight. We need water. But the most important thing is the diet. And we have to have a proper diet or else we'll be killing ourselves. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Dr. Lorraine Day. If you have a question for Lorraine, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Lorraine is saying that we should be very, very careful. And a lot of the things we're doing, the things we're eating, is drinking milk, eating meat. But go right ahead, Lorraine.
Well, osteoporosis, if a woman wants to prevent osteoporosis, she needs to eliminate animal products from her diet. And that means even milk, and other dairy products, yogurt. They say, oh, drink milk, eat yogurt, eat cottage cheese, eat cheese. It's good for you. No, it's not. And there are all sorts of substitutes for that. There's almond cheese, and you can make cheese out of cashews. And those don't have the detrimental effect on your body that cow's milk and cheese made from cow's milk does have. These are animal products. Again, they acidify your body, and your body has to neutralize them by pulling the calcium out of your bones. The more milk you drink, cow's milk, the more osteoporosis you will develop. And you say, well, that's not what they tell me on TV, but I'll just tell you they're lying to you. They're lying to you because they want you to buy their product. It's been known for at least 30 years that animal products promote osteoporosis. And doctors should know that, but they don't seem to know it. And particularly rheumatologists and orthopedic surgeons and metabolic doctors, they don't seem to know this, even though it's been around in the literature for many, many years. Again, water is simple. But what did God say? He said, I will use the simple things to confound those who think they are wise. And everything I used to get well from cancer, and of course I also had Parkinson's and I developed symptoms of multiple sclerosis as well. All those were reversed when I changed everything about my life. Another very important thing is sleep. You have to get your sleep at the proper time of night. Sleeping is not a waste of time. When you sleep, the body produces healing hormones, repair enzymes. Doctors are completely ignorant of the importance of sleep. But when you sleep, particularly in the early hours of the evening, you need to be asleep by 10 o'clock at night. And you produce human growth hormone when you are asleep by 10 o'clock at night. The human growth hormone is produced in the first few hours you are asleep. If you don't go to sleep till after midnight, you'll produce almost no human growth hormone, which is one of the useful anti-aging hormones in your body.
Well, Lorraine, I wanted to ask you a question.
Sure.
What about those people who have schizophrenia or certainly manic severe depression? Well, certainly, is there anything specifically that will help them, schizophrenics?
Yeah, it's the same plan works on all of them. Whether it's anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, the mind problems are exactly the same as the physical body problem. And they all are caused by the way we eat, think, act, live, and handle stress, and they're all reversed in the same way. People have reversed their manic depression. People have reversed their depression. By the way, if you just eat sugar, too much sugar, sugar causes all the symptoms of anxiety and depression. And doctors don't realize that. Then when a person gets shaky and tremulous and emotionally labile and cries a lot and withdraws, they'll go to the doctor and the doctor will give them Prozac or Zoloft or something like that when all they're suffering from is hypoglycemia from eating too much sugar because their insulin is overproducing, using up the sugar they're eating. Then they use up even more so they become hypoglycemic. And hypoglycemia, a patient with that will exhibit the same symptoms of anxiety and depression and bipolar disorder. So all of these things are caused by the same thing. God says that if we follow his laws, which include his health laws, his commandments and his decrees, he will keep us free from every disease. Now, he doesn't say every physical disease. He says every disease. That includes emotional diseases and disorders as well.
All right. Well, I guess the question is Lorraine Day, Dr. Lorraine Day. And when we get back, we'll often the break, why we'll certainly have her tell you how you can get her material. But if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Lorraine, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And these are things that the average doctor never would learn in medical school. Really the importance of certainly of proper diet, and certainly a lot of doctors prescribe all sorts of food supplements, and many of them do far more harm than good. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Sarah calling from Cincinnati. Sarah, did you have a question for our guest? Sarah, did you have a question for our guest? What's that?
I have type 2 diabetes, and I've had it for about 7 years.
All right, fine. Okay. So what's the question?
Well, the question is, what does she suggest I do to bring my blood sugar down?
All right, fine. Sarah has type 2 diabetes. Lorraine, what would you say to her?
Okay. You can be cured of your type 2 diabetes in 6 months if you follow the right things. Type 2 diabetes is caused by eating too much fat, too much sugar, and not exercising enough. Those three things. If you stop eating animal products, you will decrease your fat enormously and stick to fruits, grains, and vegetables. You say, oh, well, those are carbohydrates. Yes, those are good carbohydrates. The carbohydrate in fruits, grains, and vegetables is attached to fiber, and that's what causes a slow rise in your insulin. When you eat processed foods, when you eat meat, poultry, fish, dairy, and eggs, all those things give you too much fat. When you eat processed food, when you eat bread, when you eat pastries and all of those things, those things cause too much sugar and too much fat in your body, and your cells that produce insulin get fatigued and they stop producing insulin. You've got to give them a rest. Stop. Go on a vegan diet. Start exercising. Start drinking your water. And you will be amazed how fast your diabetes will go away.
Does that answer your question there, Sarah?
Well, it does partially.
I could suggest, you may want to go to Lorraine's website and get her materials. She's got tremendous material there. But basically, it's to follow her advice. Basically, you've got nothing to lose. You've got type 2 diabetes, and it will eventually kill you if you don't take. Do you have access to a computer?
Yes.
All right, fine. You go to, and we're going to have Lorraine tell us people how to get in touch with her. Do you have anything else to ask before we let you go?
Well, that was the main thing. Arthritis, you already discussed that because I'm starting to get that too.
Fine.
To get everything.
Well, why don't you, you hang on, and certainly I'll let you go. But you go to her website and get her material. I think you'll be amazing.
Okay.
And then I want you to call back here in about a month and let me know what's happening. Will you do that?
I will do that.
God bless. Thanks very much, Sarah. And before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your website, how they can get your material.
Right.
Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But how can people get your website, get your information?
Go to my website at www.drday.com. That's drday.com, all small letters, drday.com. The specific DVDs that you want are Diseases Don't Just Happen and You Can't Improve on God. Those two are very important. But I have a whole starter package for people with serious diseases like cancer, heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke, all those things, and it's right on the front page, the home page of my website. And I have many different DVDs on different topics, Turn on the Light, Overcoming Anxiety, Depression, and Other Mental Disorders Without Drugs, and a workbook that helps a person implement the plan that's on the DVDs. I've got a 5-CD set called Stress Success, Overcoming Stress in a Stressful World, and How to Do It Without Drugs. Drugs don't cure your disease. The longer you take drugs, even insulin or any of these other drugs for type 2 diabetes, the more damage you're doing to your body, and it will not cure your diabetes. You can cure your diabetes. As I have said many times, these diseases don't fall from the sky, nor do they just happen, nor are they genetic. We give them to ourselves slowly, one day at a time, over a long period of time, by the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. Once we learn how to do those things properly, God promises we will be free of every disease. Write this text down, Deuteronomy 7, 11 to 15. Deuteronomy 7, 11 to 15. God says, if you obey my laws, that includes these health laws, my commandments and my decrees, I will keep you free from every disease. Well, how does he do that? And how did he do it 3,000 years ago when that promise was written in the Bible? That was long before doctors and nurses and drugs and hospitals. He did it then the same way he does it now, and that is by our using only things that God has created and using them only in the form that God has created them, not modified by man. God doesn't approve of using drugs. People are using drugs all the time. The drug companies want to get everybody in the whole world on drugs. But in Revelation 18:23, God refers to drugs as sorceries and witchcraft. The word sorceries in the Greek is pharmakia, pharmacy, because drug medications don't cure disease. They don't cure high blood pressure. They don't cure diabetes. They don't cure heart disease. All they do is address your symptoms. They make you feel better while your disease continues to progress. And diabetes is the second leading cause of blindness in America and the first leading cause of amputation of the feet and legs. Who wants to go there?
Well, why don't you hold that thought for just a minute? Let's quickly go to Robert, who's calling us from Spokane. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for Dr. Lorraine Day. Hi, Robert. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. While you're on the subject of diabetes type 2, I have a sister who has that affliction, but recently she's been prescribed a statin drug by her physician, 20 milligram dose per day, and that's kind of scaring me pretty good, and I'm wondering if you could kind of give me some insights maybe I could pass on to her.
In other words, basically taking a statin drug. Well, basically, of course, what you want to do is get Lorraine's material from her website and get your sister and certainly onto the proper diet and the water and the sleep and the other things, but the major thing is the diet. The diet is absolutely essential. Would you agree with that, Lorraine?
Yes, the diet is absolutely essential, but also learning how to handle stress and all the other statin drugs have all sorts of side effects. Statin drugs have, almost every one of them has over 100 serious adverse side effects, some of them life-threatening. Your sister did not develop diabetes type 2 because she had a deficiency of drug medications in her life, right? Nobody gets a disease because they go, oh, I haven't taken enough drugs in my life, that's why I have a disease. That's why drugs don't cure the disease. What cures the disease is learning how you gave it to yourself, and then that's very empowering because then you realize, I can change this. I gave myself cancer. I didn't mean to. I was ignorant, as every doctor is ignorant of how to prevent disease and cure it. I was ignorant, but I learned how to do it, and it's all done by natural methods. Drugs never cure disease. I didn't take any drugs when I had cancer. If you go to my website at drday.com, you'll see the huge tumor I had on my chest. It was the size of a softball. I did not have a mastectomy. I had enough knowledge by that time. I'd watched so many thousands of patients die from the treatment we doctors give them because we never learn how to cure a disease in our medical training. We only learn how to harm the patient's immune system more by giving the person drugs. So I did not do any of that. Your sister can get totally well. She can reverse her type 2 diabetes completely if she's willing to do what it takes and change her life.
Well, there you have it, Robert, and get her to drday.com, drday.com. Get her material, and certainly I've known Lorraine for many, many years, and certainly I've never known her to say something that wasn't true. So you really will benefit, and your sister will benefit. And it sounds incredible. I mean, how could this possibly be true? Well, basically, unfortunately, you know, physicians mean well, but they never learn this sort of thing in medical school. I never learned this in medical school, and it was only after I got out of medical school, after I really was getting ready to give up my practice of medicine, I began looking into this and realizing the wisdom and the truth in it. Anything else you want to say or ask, Robert, before we let you go?
If you could quickly state again what your view was on the statin drug thing, please.
On the what now?
Well, the statin drug will not cure her diabetes. All statin drugs have dozens and dozens of very harmful side effects. No drug will cure her disease. The only person that can cure her disease is the one who gave it to her, and that was herself.
And basically, Robert, the thing is, go up on the Internet and suddenly to type in statin drugs and then complications statin drugs. You'll be horrified, or suddenly, basically, if you know what the specific one that they're giving her, and just look up all the complications, you'll find that these have all sorts of complications, and I bet your sister doesn't have any idea all the potential complications that come with the use of statin drugs.
So that further complicates her diabetes issue. Is that the bottom line?
Right.
It will give her other diseases in addition to her diabetes.
My goodness.
Okay, go up. I want you to do that. Get on your computer. Find out what statin drug she has and just ask for the complications for that specific one. You'll be horrified when you see it, okay?
All right. Hey, thank you kindly for your time and courtesy. I appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, why give us a call, and that question or comment, of course, for Lorraine, because she's on the front lines of this battle. She's been at it. It's pretty close to, 20 years
20
now?
20 years, that's right.
20 years.
20 years since I was diagnosed with severe cancer. I got so bad that I was, over 2 years, I got so bad that I was bedridden for 6 months. At one point, I was not expected to live through the night. And here I am, alive, well, cancer-free, healthy as a horse. I have the energy I had 40 years ago. I can do anything I did 40 years ago, and I'm going strong. And most people think that I'm at least 15 years younger than I am. So go look at my picture. I've got a picture on my website. You'll see a picture of me at the top when I was 60. And then you'll see, if you look, click where it says, is Dr. Day still alive? You'll see a picture of me at 74. Most people think I was, at that age, I was even younger than 60. And now, in 3 weeks, I'll be 77, so I'm 3 years from 80, and I feel like I'm 30.
Okay, fine. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question for Lorraine, but certainly there's so much disease out there. And unfortunately, certainly when you go to a medical meeting, as I do on a regular basis, why shouldn't we know that the drug companies are very often sponsoring it? When you read a medical journal, why, of course, the drug companies sponsor that. When you go to conventions, there are all sorts of certainly exhibits put on by the drug companies. The drug companies send people around to your office to talk to you, and basically the whole idea is to get you to use their product. And your doctors are never going to hear of the potential complications that can come from the use of the medication. So basically we have Shelley on the line. If our producer will go ahead and transfer Shelley over to us, we'll go ahead and hi Shelley, where are you calling from?
From Eastern Washington.
Okay, we're good. Glad to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Thank you. I do have a question. I'm scheduled to have a hysterectomy soon. And I just wondered if Dr. Day had any suggestions or recommendations.
Well, why are you going to have a hysterectomy?
It's due to prolapse of the uterus.
All right, fine. Dr. Day, Lorraine, what do you think?
Okay, it is unlikely that prolapse, which apparently is when you have a prolapse of the uterus, it's causing, the doctor will tell you it's causing pressure down in your lower abdomen and in your pelvic area. But frequently people have a hysterectomy and the symptoms they were experiencing before get no better. What you really need to do is, first of all, God didn't give us an excess of organs. We're supposed to keep all the organs we were born with. And they'll probably take out your ovaries because they'll say, you're postmenopausal. Is that true?
Yes.
They'll say, well, you don't need them, and then we take them out, then you won't get ovarian cancer and all that. But then that will throw you further into menopause. The ovaries are necessary even in a woman who's postmenopausal because they still produce some estrogen. And so you need them. And when a woman has a hysterectomy, it is a very traumatic thing to the body. And I have seen women who've had many operations for many things, but the most thing that the operation they struggle with the most is a hysterectomy.
Well, Lorraine, can they actually do a suspension operation?
Here's the way you do. The suspensions don't work much, and the mesh doesn't work either. Here's what you do to strengthen your lower pelvis, and that is, number one, stop doing things that cause your tissues to be lax, such as if you're taking medications, if you're on any cortisone, prednisone, if you are eating animal products, all of those things. You get all the hormones from the animals, and those cause your tissues to be more fragile. And then you have to start exercising. If you not just the the Kegel exercises, they really don't do anything. You've got to start vigorous exercise. Go to a gym. Start doing weight training. Start walking or running or at least walking. Start doing things that will start to strengthen your tissues. When you sit on an exercise bench and do knee up, bring your knees up to your chest, all those kinds of things strengthen your lower pelvis. That's what you need. And you need to stop eating sugar because sugar will decrease the elasticity of your lower pelvis. So you need to do those things rather than have a hysterectomy, because you can't reverse that once it's done, and it is unlikely to help your problem.
Okay, anything else you wanted to ask there? Shelly, before we go.
I guess that's all. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Thank you for calling. Let us know what happens. And let's go to Sharon is calling from Spokane. Hi, Sharon. How are we doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. And basically, we're going to be... What was your question? And then we're going to go to a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
Okay. I think I heard Dr. Lorraine Day on a video that she did. I wondered if she was a surgeon in San Francisco.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Dr. Lorraine Day, because I think her information is vitally important. And I certainly have known Lorraine for about a part of 30 years. She is certainly one of the outstanding people. She was well on her way to becoming a full professor at the University of California. And then, of course, miraculously, then she had her illness, and, well, the rest is history. Under many circumstances, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there listening to us and you would like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we reach out 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, trying to get people to understand what's really going on from the point of view of health, from the point of view certainly of the world conspiracy to bring about a one world government, certainly what's going on certainly is financially, what is going on historically, what's going on militarily and politically, why, but of course, it's really behind everything. We're discussing the powerful spiritual forces that are directing the course of the world. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, our telephone number is 1-888-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. But if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, 1-800-544-8927. And you can certainly join our Tape of the Month Club. You get our four best tapes or CDs of the month and our newsletter, or you don't have to take them at all. But some people like to get them, or we can certainly email you the telephone. And we can email you the reports and just send you the DVDs or CDs. That's your decision. But if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our number is 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope you go to our website. That's radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And basically, there, of course, you can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs. You can certainly read our newsletters, and certainly William Grigg writes our the newsletter now. Of course, I wrote it for the better part of 15 years, and so you can pull down the newsletters that I wrote. But of course, there you can read some of the treatises we have. We have a section suddenly at the top of the page, just below the blue banners, other items around the internet, and basically we post something there every day or two that will help you understand what's going on. Some of them are humorous, some of them are very factual, but basically I put things up there that I think will help you to better understand the forces that are working in the world today. So if you'd like, of course, to go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Why, of course, I think you'll be fascinated by what you see. Now, basically, of course, we do want to point out that we have many, many things that we offer. We have a 4-CD set on aspartame. Why is that? Well, because aspartame is a deadly poison. It's in 14,000 food products distributed in America and throughout the world. And you need to understand the danger of an aspartame, NutraSweet, this whole gamut of chemicals. And they are certainly there, but we hope that you'll want to get that 4-CD set. It's called aspartame. And then, of course, we hope you'll want to get my book on the Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, we have a talk I gave on Agenda 21, the covert plan. Agenda 21, the covert plan. And basically, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. It looks like we're going to have Dr. Day with us the next hour, the regularly scheduled guest who is supposed to come to be with us from Turkey. We haven't been able to reach him. So if you have a question or comment for Dr. Day, give us a call. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, for our leaders, for our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. America, land.
this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour again, they're going to be the views of Dr. Lorraine Day, who was good enough to come back with us, our regularly scheduled guest who was flying in from Ankara, Turkey. Now, where do we have been able to reach him, so we were certainly getting a lot of great information from Lorraine. Well, she's with us again. Lorraine, how can you mentioned earlier how people can get to your website, but what will they find at your website, and what's the telephone number that they can call if they'd like to get your material, your DVDs? What will they find at your website, and what are the items that you have that will help people to be better able to look after their own health?
Well, I have, to make it easy for people with a serious disease such as heart disease, cancer, Parkinson's, diabetes, I have a starter package which contains 10 items in it, DVDs, CDs, and books, which it contains everything a person needs to know to get started on the health plan. And I take them step by step. I don't leave them to just wander around trying to figure out what to do. I just lay it all out. I give them menus. I give them recipes. I give them shopping lists. I tell them how much time they need to spend in the sun and what time of day. I tell them how much water they need to drink. It's very, very specific. And so there are these items in the starter package so people don't have to say, well, I don't know what to get. There it is. It's all laid out for you there. And so the website address is www.drday.com, drday.com. And the phone number, if you don't have access to the Internet, is 1-800-574-2437. That's 1-800-574-2437. So you need to learn how to do it. The good news about having been unfortunate enough to give ourselves disease is that since we did it to ourselves, we can undo it. And that's the good news. But you have to have the strength and the commitment and the tenacity to be able to do it. And, of course, God has promised to give us that if we truly want to follow the plan and change everything about our life. I was talking about in the last hour when we were talking, I was talking about the importance of sleep. Two of the biggest things that cause high blood pressure are not getting enough sleep and not getting enough exercise. And the third is eating animal products, because animal products contain too much fat, too much cholesterol. There is no cholesterol in fruits, grains, and vegetables. So if you have a high cholesterol, guess what's the easiest way to lower it? Stop eating it. That's what people eat when they eat meat, poultry, fish, dairy, and eggs. They're eating cholesterol. We don't need to eat cholesterol. The body needs a small amount of cholesterol to make various hormones, but the body will produce that. We don't need to eat it. It produces it from the other products that are in natural fruits, grains, and vegetables. But when you eat cholesterol, then you're going to have a high cholesterol. And it's crazy to take drugs to lower your cholesterol when you can just lower it by stop eating it. I give the illustration many times. If you have a sink that's overflowing with water, you have two choices. You can either get a mop and continue mopping it up hour after hour after hour after hour as it comes over the top of the sink, or you can reach down under the sink and turn the master water valve off. Well, that's the smarter thing to do. And that's the way to handle your disease. Stop putting into your body the things that cause the disease rather than covering up the symptoms by taking drugs.
Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sophie Lorraine is just talking about the importance of sleep. And as she points out, certainly so many people are just so busy, they don't have time for sleep, and they're texting all the time, and they're staying up late and watching television. A lot of people, certainly, are not getting adequate sleep. And when you don't get adequate sleep, why, you have all sorts of physical problems, a direct result of that. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Lorraine, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But a unique opportunity to ask Lorraine if you have a problem, a health problem of your own, or in someone close to you. But you were talking about sleep, Lorraine. Pick up the story.
Yes, sleep is extremely important if you want to be healthy, and you've got to get to bed earlier. The healing hormones are produced in the body between 10 p.m. and 2 o'clock in the morning, but you've got to be asleep at that time in order to get them. Sleep increases the hormones that are anti-aging. And so sleep is very important. And guess what? Sleep is free. Sleep is free. You don't have to have Obamacare to get sleep. You don't have to have Obamacare to drink water. You don't have to have Obamacare to eat the right food and get the right sunlight and eliminate the harmful substances from your body, such as NutraSweet, aspartame, MSG, which causes brain tumors and blindness and Parkinson's and all sorts of other diseases. You want to eat God's natural food in a healthy way. So the way I got well from what was diagnosed at one time as terminal cancer was the proper nutrition, which is a totally vegan diet, no sugar, no processed food, no foods in jars and cans and bottles and boxes, just the food right out of the garden. When I was getting well, I tried to eat at least 75% of my food raw, because when you eat food raw, it has enzymes in it which are very life-producing and anti-aging. When you cook food, you destroy the enzymes in it. You still have vitamins and minerals and protein and carbohydrates, but you destroy the enzymes, and enzymes are very important for healing. So the proper nutrition, exercise. A woman can reduce her risk of breast cancer by 77% by one thing, and it's free, and that's 4 hours of exercise a week. She can reduce her risk of breast cancer by 77%, and that is free. Nutrition, exercise, water. The body loses 10 glasses of water every day just by living, even if you don't get out of bed. Because your breath is moist, you can fog up a mirror with your breath, you are losing water every breath you take. You lose water from perspiration even when it's not hot. You lose water because your body has to take in water from your cells to put in your stomach to digest your food. All that water is lost through your colon and through your urinary tract during the daytime. You've got to replace those water losses. If it's hot, you need more water. And also, people are drinking so much coffee and alcohol, and caffeine and soda. Those are diuretics. They take more water out of them than comes in with the drink. Plus, they are all toxic to your body. So you need to stop drinking those kinds of things. So nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight. As I said, sunlight decreases the size of internal cancerous tumors. It has all sorts of positive effects on the immune system. It lowers blood pressure. It decreases stress. So you need sunlight. You don't want sunlight at the hottest time of the day during the summer. I happen to live in Southern California out near Palm Springs, where it can get 120 in the summertime. I do not go out and sunbathe at that time of the afternoon, so you don't want to burn yourself to a crisp. That's hard on you. But you do need sunlight. Sunlight is good for you. Sunlight has many, many beneficial effects. Then you have to eliminate the harmful substances from your body, such as all the things that are added to processed food. As I said, MSG, NutraSweet, all sorts of chemicals, fillers, preservatives. Vaccinations are very damaging to the body. And the more vaccinations that a child or an adult has, the sicker they can be, because they are so destructive to the body and they do not prevent disease.
And, you know, that is really the strangest thing, because basically, of course, the doctors are all recommending the flu shots today, and yet there's no evidence that the flu shots actually significantly reduce the incidence of influenza, and there's all sorts of evidence they create all sorts of problems, and yet, of course, even in many hospitals, they're demanding, insisting, requiring, mandating that the employees there take flu shots and make their lives very miserable if they don't, and most of the employees don't have the courage to say, you know, basically show me the studies that demonstrate that they work. And there are no studies that I know that really are conclusive that you get very much of any benefit from influenza shots. Have you come across anything?
No, first of all, they make the flu shots against the flu viruses that appeared last year, not the ones that are going to appear this year. But even then, they don't work anyway, because they do the testing on vaccinations with an intermediate endpoint, and that means they just look to see if when they give a vaccination in the studies that they do, if you produce antibodies against that particular bacteria or virus, all right? But they don't look to see if those antibodies actually protect you from the disease. And they don't. The polio was almost extinct in this country before the Salk and Sabin vaccines were introduced. And in fact, virtually all cases of polio after the polio vaccine was introduced were caused by the polio vaccine, but they didn't want people to know it, so they no longer called it polio. They called it aseptic meningitis, so people would not realize that they had gotten polio from the vaccination. Vaccinations do not work. They are part of population extermination.
I really think you're probably right. Absolutely. Well, right now, let's go to Mary, who's calling us from Tennessee. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Marty, or Mary, calling from Tennessee. Hi, Mary. How are you hearing us there?
On the Internet.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm glad you're listening. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I was wondering, my husband was diagnosed with neuropathy, and all they've done for him is put him on a prescription. Now, his neuropathy is not diabetic. Any advice that Dr. Day can give him?
Well, first of all, has he been on any other drugs before this?
In the past, just antibiotics when he got sick.
Because, see, neuropathies generally don't just happen. If you don't have diabetes, and they're usually caused from previous drugs that a person has taken, or else they're caused by, again, lifestyle factors, the way you live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. But usually it's caused either from diabetes or from a previous drug that a person has taken. So with the, what he needs to do is he needs to get his body well. There are no quick fixes. It's not, well, I have neuropathy, I will take this. People always
right.
want to take something. What you have to do is you have to get all parts of your body well, because then there will be no reason for him to have a neuropathy if everything's working right. As I said earlier in the program, God promises to keep us free from every disease if we follow his laws, commandments, and decrees, and that's what I discuss in this starter package that I have on my website, and all of my DVDs and books and all that, is how you stay free from every disease by following God's laws, commands, and decrees. There's no doctor in the world other than the Lord who will promise that if you follow his or her plan, you will be free from every disease, but God does.
Okay, anything else that you wanted to ask Mary?
No,
but
I
basically, could I suggest you go to Dr. Dray's website, drday.com, drday.com, that's for Dr. Day, all in small letters, and look at her material and get it, and basically get your husband onto the regime, and then give me a call in a couple of months, let me know what's going on, will you?
Okay, I appreciate your help.
God bless, thanks very much.
Okay.
My telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, we have Sandra calling from Yakima, Washington. Hi, Sandra. How are we doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. I had a question for Dr. Day. I was wondering if the caffeine-free herbal teas were okay to drink.
Yes. Yes, caffeine-free herbal tea is fine to drink. No problem with that.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, is that all you had, Sandra?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, fine. Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But there's so many things out there, certainly, that really our stores are just full of all sorts of things that are harmful to your health. And you have to recognize that, and you certainly have to think about just getting the foods that God gave us, the natural foods and vegetables, fruits and vegetables, because these really do have a really curative effect. Go right ahead, Lorraine.
Yes, well, again, we were finishing up on sleep, but I was telling you that the plan that I use to get well is proper nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, elimination of harmful substances from your food, fresh air. Cancerous tumors grow twice as fast if we're breathing indoor air as if we're breathing outdoor air. proper rest at the proper time of night, learn how to handle your stress. The best way is to really learn how to trust God. An attitude of gratitude, you've got to be thankful for what you've got. And benevolence, you've got to learn to forgive everyone who's ever wronged you. You've got to learn to give up anger and grudge holding. You've got to learn to love your enemies. You've got to learn how to give up fear and anxiety.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest Dr. Lorraine Day. We have Lucille on the line with us from Flint, Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Right now, all of the lines are busy. Well, Lucille, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I sure do. I have had treatment for nasal cancer, and I have some very serious side effects as a result.
You had treatment for what, Lucille? What?
I had treatment for nasal cancer.
Nasal cancer. Okay, fine. And what sort of treatment did you have?
I had radiation to the head.
Okay, fine. Now, what was your question?
Well, my question is, I had some very serious side effects. They destroyed my optic nerve. They caused my hearing to leave on my left ear. And I have some very serious taste bud damage. And so my question is there anything that I can do to probably restore my vision to both my eyes?
Well, of course, the thing is that the radiation would have damaged that. And Dr. Day, Dr. Lorraine, basically, here's Lucille. Yeah. She had nasal cancer and nasopharyngeal cancer. They radiated her. She's lost vision. She's lost hearing. She wants to know if there's anything we could do, because the thing is, you never should have taken it in the first place. But this is standard treatment. You get chemotherapy and radiation. And unfortunately, Wyatt has all sorts of complications. Lorraine, what would you suggest?
Yes, if the radiation has destroyed your optic nerve completely, then it's not going to come back. But the only way you can know for sure is, first of all, you need to get rid of your nasal cancer, and radiation is not going to do that. It may seem like it's gone, but it's not really, because what it's done is it's destroyed your immune system more, and so your body can't fight the cancer. What you need to do is you need to get your body in proper shape so your immune system is working, because that's the system that can get you well and keep you well. Radiation destroys your immune system. Radiation causes cancer. We doctors are taught to give radiation for cancer, but radiation causes cancer. You can't get a cancer patient well by giving them something that causes cancer, which is what both radiation and chemotherapy do. So you need to get started on the health plan, which is on my website. Start doing the things that will rebuild your immune system. That's your best chance at recovering possibly some of your hearing. If your optic nerve is not totally destroyed, you may get some of it back. But if it is totally destroyed, you will not get any of it back. But even then, what you want to do is make sure you get your body well, because it is your sick body that caused your nasal cancer. And so it can cause cancer someplace else in your body, too, unless you get it well by changing all the factors in your life that cause the cancer in the first place. And that's what the information on my website will give you.
And I think that's a good advice, Lucille. It may be that they've done so much damage with the radiation, and they've destroyed the nerves, because you've got nothing to lose by trying and seeing if this will help. And besides that, it'll be good to keep you from getting a cancer elsewhere. It's amazing how many people have a cancer in one place, and then, of course, it'll turn up in another place. Anything else, Lucille?
No, I think that will do it.
Dr. Day's website, drday.com. Dr. Day is not selling products. You can certainly get her material. But basically, the solution to your problem is proper diet and nutrition and sleep. And these are the things that you need. Okay, not more radiation.
No, I'm done with that, okay. For sure.
Okay, fine. Anything else, Louis, before we let you go?
No, you need to get your body healthy, and the way to do that is in the materials on the website.
Okay, God bless you, Lucille. Keep us posted, and let's go to Marjorie, who's calling from Albany, New York. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Marjorie, how are we doing?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Oh, yes, I'm so glad I turned on the radio. I couldn't sleep, and I normally am in bed by now, because it's like 12:30 here.
I know, it's late there, but unfortunately, that's just the time that we broadcast.
Well, I bought Dr. Day's books. My sister had cancer, and I gave them to her, and with the DVD and that. And I probably will try to get them back unless I order her new packet. But I'm calling about supplements. Since the 60s with Adele Davis, I've been taking a lot of supplements. And I know that people say it's better to get it from food, but because of the food genetic alteration and then just, unless you can get the organic. And I live in the Northeast, so we don't have that much fresh food and vegetables. So I have all these supplements. They say take HCL, take probiotics, take digestive enzymes. I mean, I've been doing all this stuff, and lately I've been thinking, God, you know, you didn't create these pills. There's got to be a way I don't have to take the supplements.
All right, fine. Lorraine, what would you say to Marjorie, who's taking a lot of supplements, and she says, well, they don't have much food back there in the Northeast, but I'm sure there must be all sorts of fruits and vegetables that would be available, at least in a fruit and vegetable market. What would you tell her?
Well, that's right. Even if you go to your regular grocery store, and there are places on the Internet that will send you organically grown food. I'm sure it's more expensive if it's shipped to you. But, people are talking about the bad soil and all the bad food, but I didn't get well from advanced cancer 100 years ago when the soil was better. I got well from cancer in the last 20 years when the soil was worse. Uh-huh. And yet I got well because God made it better than man can make it in supplements. Many of the supplements, the vitamins and the minerals are obtained from toxic cow livers and sewage sludge. So I prefer to eat my fruits, grains, and vegetables the way God made them and get my vitamins and minerals that way because many times people take all these supplements and they actually kind of go against each other. So okay. I got well all natural, not taking any of those things.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay, anything else?
No. I'm so glad I just heard it because I was starting to get into meats again and eggs, and when I heard it, I thought, nope, my instinct is right.
Don't do that. That's all. No. That talk about bad stuff. That's bad stuff. Because if you could ever see how chickens are grown or how animals are grown in factory farming, you wouldn't touch one bite of that ever again.
Okay, thank you so much, and I am going to get your, I'm going to call tomorrow and get your starter pack.
Good. That's great.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. Thank you very much. Okay. Bye-bye. And let's go to Charlie calling again from Cincinnati, Ohio. Charlie was on earlier. Charlie, did you have another question?
Yeah, excellent program. I had a question. I've been a vegan for quite a while, many years, 10 years at least, and we're encouraged on all the radio and TV programs by the health professionals to get our D vitamins. But the problem with D3, it's an animal source, and I'm wondering, is D2, which is the plant source, just as good as the D3 as far as health benefits? Dr. Day?
Or did you get the question, Lorraine?
Why are you getting it from pills rather than from the sun? That's where you get your vitamin D, from the sun.
Because I'm indoors a lot during the winter.
Well, but then you need, you know, even when you get outside, even if it's cloudy, you'll still get some sun rays.
Uh-huh.
You need to get outside. You need the fresh air. As I said earlier, cancer tumors grow twice as fast if you're breathing indoor air as if you're breathing outdoor air. And outdoor air is much healthier, even if you don't have cancer. You need to get outside, even if it's cold. Even if it's cloudy, you'll get some sun rays through the clouds.
Uh-huh.
So that's the best place to get your vitamin D. And you don't have to worry, is it D2, D3, D17, whatever. Get it from the sun the way God made it.
Uh-huh. Even on a cloudy day, then?
On a cloudy day, you can get some sun rays, yes.
How much time, at least 15 minutes, are you saying about?
Oh, well, when I was getting well from cancer, I was out. You have to work up to it if you live in a hot area, which I do, and so you don't get burned, and you shouldn't be out at the hottest time of the day. But to get well from a serious disease, I was out at least an hour or two a day, but not at the hottest time. But you need to get out more than 15 minutes in the sun, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You take a walk. Take a walk for half hour, 40 minutes. Get out in the sun.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much. Appreciate you calling, Charlie.
All right. Thank you, doctor.
Bye-bye. Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, if you have a question for Lorraine, and basically you're going to have to start thinking about taking care of your own health. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, if you have a question or comment. Well, basically, we were talking about sleep. I'll go right ahead, Lorraine.
Again, I was talking about the plan that I use to get well is once you get the information and learn how to do it, then the plan is totally free except for food, and you have to buy that anyway. Unless you grow your own, which is even better. If you grow your own, it comes right out of your own garden. That's even better. But, one chemotherapy treatment costs thousands of dollars. You may not pay for it yourself. It may be partially your insurance. You may have to pay something, but it only destroys you. Radiation and chemotherapy both destroy your immune system. That's the only system in your body that can get you well. And mutilating surgery cuts off parts of your body, but nobody ever developed cancer because they had too many organs or too many body parts, nor did they ever develop any disease because they had a deficiency of drug medication. People don't get diseases from not having had enough drugs in their life. So that's why drugs don't cure disease, and taking off your body parts or giving you chemo or radiation do not cure you. You may survive it, but you are never the same. I have studies that are in my workbook. I have 17 pages in my workbook of abstracts from the finest peer-reviewed medical journals showing why this plan works directly from the medical literature, and also showing that when they've tested people even 10 years after they've had chemotherapy, they can show cognitive reasoning deficits in their brain. So these things have long, long-term effects. They don't make you well. You may survive them, but you're never really well. And again, the doctor will have you keep coming back, and you're always concerned, is my cancer going to come back? One of the major causes of disease, cancer, Parkinson's, heart disease, and everything else is anger. Anger, because it causes the fight or flight reaction in your body, and your body produces adrenaline, which increases your heart rate dramatically. It can increase your blood pressure, and cortisol, which suppresses your immune system so you can't fight disease. That happens when you are fearful, when you are angry. And 50% of heart attacks occur after a person has had an episode of anger. The other thing is very important. You see, people say they dread cancer, and of course they should dread cancer because of the horrible treatments we doctors try to give you. But you see, if you have cancer, you are better off than if you've had a heart attack, because 50% of all heart attacks, the first symptom is sudden death, and you don't have time to change. But if you're diagnosed with cancer, you have time to change. You can change all of the lifestyle factors that cause the cancer in the first place, and that is very empowering because it's in your hands. Your doctor can't get you well because your doctor can't take away your anger. He can't take away your grudge holding. He can't take away your anxiety or your fear other than give you drugs, which are very detrimental to your health. He can't force you to forgive. Studies on forgiveness have been done at Stanford, and they have shown that even when you imagine yourself forgiving someone who has wronged you, your vital signs stabilize. Your blood pressure comes down. Your heart rate goes more towards normal. Your breathing goes more towards normal. Even when you are just imagining that you are forgiving someone who has wronged you. So all these things are extremely important. When you don't forgive, you are damaging your own health. And you cannot get well from cancer or any physical disease or a mental disease. Two prominent psychiatrists have shown that you cannot get well from a mental disease if you are holding on to anger or grudges. So
people who have been wrong, they frequently want to hang on to it, and revenge is very sweet. You can roll it over on your tongue, and you can think about how you're going to be back get back at that person, and it's really a feast for you, except the skeleton at the feast is you. You're only harming yourself when you hold on to anger or when you hold on to lack of forgiveness. You have to forgive. I had to forgive some people who had wronged me terribly. Otherwise, it was going to kill me. And when you realize that the person who has wronged you, it doesn't hurt them at all when you're angry at them. It only hurts you. So you've got to let it go and give it to the Lord. The Lord says we'll reap what we sow. Let it go. But people hang on to all of that garbage in their life, and they're constantly stressed. They're constantly producing cortisol, which suppresses their immune system. And with that, they get worse and worse and worse. I had a friend who had severe breast cancer, and she had been divorced for a number of years. Her husband had been unfaithful to her, and she resented it terribly. And one day she said to me, she said, I just found out another woman that he was unfaithful to me with. And I said, well, when you see him, tell him you forgive him. And she looked at me startled, and she said, I'm not going to do that. And I said, it's not, it's hurting you to hold on to that. And then she said, well, I can't do it anyway. He's dead. I said, how long ago did he die? 20 years ago. She's been holding on to this for 20 years, making herself sick. She can't let it go. And she's near death because she won't let it go. And people kill themselves with these things. I'm starting a book called Stop Killing Yourself. People do it to themselves. They talk about, well, it must be in the genes. Well, it's not in the genes. We harm our own genes. When we don't eat, live, and handle stress right, we do terrible damage to our own genes, and we overwhelm our normal DNA repair mechanism, which works very well, that God has designed. But when we eat wrong, we live wrong, we handle stress wrong, we hold on to anger, we overwhelm our DNA repair mechanism, so we can't be well. That's counterproductive. We need to let it go. All disease begins in the heart. All disease begins in the heart. It's a spiritual problem long before any physical symptoms appear. It's a spiritual problem because we want to live, think, act, eat, handle stress our way rather than the way God wants us to treat our bodies. After all, the Bible says that your body is the temple of God's Spirit. He who defiles God's temple, him will God destroy. Well, we destroy ourselves. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. We destroy ourselves when we defile our temple, which is our body. So we don't really have the right to eat, live, and handle stress any way we want because God owns us. Not only did he create us, he died on the cross and bought us back. He owns us, and he has the right to tell us how we should live, eat, handle stress. Not only that, scientists have been able to determine that God is 100 trillion times smarter than any human being. So if you think that you can run your life, people say to me, then they have severe cancer and they say, well, I can't do this my own way. Well, look how that's gotten you. I figured when I was on my deathbed with my cancer, I figured I needed some help. That was from someone who was a lot smarter than I am and smarter than every other doctor, because doctors develop cancer and every other disease at the same rate as the general population, and doctors die of cancer and every other disease at the same rate as the general population. So if a doctor can't prevent or reverse cancer or any other disease in himself or herself, then why would you think he could reverse that or get you well? Because if he could do it, he'd do it in himself or herself. So doctors don't know how to do that. As Dr. Sam said, we doctors are never taught the things that I'm telling you tonight. I learned them all when I was facing death and I didn't want to die. And so I learned this. It's all in the medical literature, but we're never taught it because the drug companies control
most of what's taught in the medical school. And so we're never able to cure any disease in orthodox medicine because drugs don't cure disease. They all have side effects. Drugs only change the form or the location of the disease. They never cure it.
Okay, fine. Well, let's go to Mike, who's calling us from Scotts Valley. Hi, Mike. How are we doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing just fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I do. I have a couple of questions. Well, a quick comment, too. I'm glad Lorraine got to be on for a second hour. I've actually been listening since the first hour, and it's been a great program.
Go right ahead.
Okay. First question is, Lorraine, would you say a word about how botanical garden herbs could benefit one and including them in one's diet?
Well, you mean herbs? Just use of herbs? Yeah.
Yeah,
herbs,
just garden herbs.
There's nothing wrong with herbs, but you can get, if you're well, you can get everything that you need from regular food. I have no problem with herbs, except I do have a problem with a few. One I took for stress reduction was valerian. I thought I was going to go crazy. I thought I was going to lose my mind when I took valerian. It made me practically crazy. I wanted to scream and yell and jump up and down, and I thought, well, how long is this going to take to wear off? It was worse than any drug I had ever given to a patient in my orthodox years in medicine. They have to be a little bit careful, but there are things like, peppermint tea and chamomile tea. Those are all fine.
Okay.
But we can get well by just doing the things I said with the proper nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, and all that.
Okay, Mike, anything else?
Well, one more thing. Do you know of any benefits of using an inversion table as part of a fitness program for physical benefits?
I didn't hear what you said.
What, using what now, Mike?
A inversion table.
Inversion table. Okay.
Part of the system.
Well, yeah, I mean, an inversion table is fine. There's nothing wrong with it. You get good blood to your head that way, and that's fine. You can stand on your head or use an inversion table, either one. But, it's not a drug, and it's just, it's a good way to get oxygen to your brain.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else, Mike?
No, that's it. Thanks for being on tonight.
Okay, fine. Thank you for calling. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Our guest, Dr. Lorraine Day. And Lorraine, we've got about 5 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Yes, I just want to say that in this day and age, particularly with the government trying to control health care in such a diabolic manner, you're going to have to learn how to handle your own health. And people have never been taught how to do that. But if you go to my website, there's a lot of information on my website. If you go down to the bottom of the homepage, I have a huge number of articles that you can read. You don't even have to buy anything. You can read. You can learn how to eliminate attention deficit disorder in your child by just following what I have directly on my website. And I have many, many articles there that you can read to learn how to get well.
Well, basically, what are you suggesting for attention deficit disorder?
Again, you've got to watch the child's diet very, very carefully because children are eating just as you know. I think children who eat 4 or 5 hot dogs a week have a much higher incidence of getting cancer than children who don't. Their children eat the food dyes that are in red and yellow dyes that are in food, candy, aspartame, NutraSweet. All of these things contribute to attention deficit syndrome. And again, if they're not getting enough exercise, if they're not drinking enough water, they're dehydrated, if they're taking any kind of stimulant such as caffeinated soda, all of these things that I talk about, it's basically the same plan that you use to get well from any other disease, but it is tailored for the child. And so hyperactivity attention deficit disorder are caused by the same things that cause every other disease. And so you can learn how to do that, and I have many, many other articles on my website One is entitled, "Are Doctors a Gift from God?" showing what the Bible actually says about doctors who give out drug medications. The Greek word for anybody who gives out drug medications is pharmakon, and it means poisoner. So you learn a lot of information there. And then, of course, I have a number of books and DVDs and CDs that you can read there. I mean, you can purchase, but all the articles there are free. So you have to learn how to take care of yourself, because the government is not going to take care of you. They're going to do everything possible to withhold medical care from you. So if you want to take care of yourself and your family, you can do it. The body is a very complex organism. It was created by God, but the maintenance of it is very simple. You have to look at what you eat, the way you live, the way you handle stress, the water you drink, the air you breathe, the sleep you get. Those things are all really simple. But as I said, they're not easy, because people don't want to change their lifestyle. But God will give you the strength and commitment to do that if you stay close to Him and you study His Word. He's promised to supply all that we need. So go to my website at drday.com and learn how to be well.
God bless you, Lorraine. Thank you very much for staying the second hour. It was great. Give my best to Bill, and we'll be talking to you real soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927, and I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and we're wrapping up this evening's program, and we're just so grateful that Lorraine was willing to stay on for the second hour so we could talk to her, because I think her message is vitally, vitally important. Now, Sydney, I'm not certain whether we have any of her books or DVDs. You can always call her 800 number and check. But Sydney, her material is excellent. And basically, of course, we do carry a 4-CD set on magnesium. Sydney, because, of course, most people are deficient in magnesium, we have a 4-CD set on aspartame, because most people are eating aspartame and they shouldn't. And so if you'd like to get these and certainly other items we have on health, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I recommend our 4-CD set on calcium. I recommend our 4-CD set on aspartame. And so that we have a 4-CD set on nutrition as well. We recommend all of these. You get them at 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it will take you into the spiritual forces which are working behind the scenes, guiding the course of our nation towards disaster. So that's the Brotherhood of Darkness, and you can get that along with the other items I mentioned by calling 1-800-544-8927. This is the time when I really need to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you out across America who hear our programs, who are willing to join the Radio Liberty family and help us maintain our network. And as you know, we do 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. It's an expensive proposition. And quite frankly, we could use your help, especially at this time, because there's an awful lot of people out there who've been regular supporters in the past who are having financial problems. And if you are in a position to help, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, and you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can get the books or DVDs or CD sets or the other items we carry, and you can find those up on the Internet site at RadioLiberty.com. Or if you call us, why, we'll be glad to send you a catalog that lists all the things that we have in stock. And then, of course, Sydney, if you'd like to get your health products from us, and certainly if you can follow Lorraine's advice, it's best. But for many people, why, of course, myself, I spend a great deal of time indoors, and so we do take the supplements, mainly because we believe the sunlight's important, but there's no way I can get out doing 5 hours of talk radio a day. So we do take the vitamin D3 and the magnesium and the other items. If you'd like, if you are interested in getting your supplements to Radio Liberty, it will help to maintain our network and help us to continue doing what we're doing. So call us at 1-800-544-8927, and we'll send you a list of the products we have, or certainly you can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. I would simply mention that we do carry Miracle 2 soap products. We wouldn't be without them. We carry Berkey products. We carry certainly a line of spices, which we think are really very, very important and will help you. And so the items that we carry will give you certainly the ability to be more effective. Certainly give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Now, of course, we hope you'll go to our website. You can listen to our DVDs there. You can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs, and they're live 4 hours a day. They're archived 24 hours a day. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to reading our newsletters. We have a section on our website called Other Items Around the Internet, and you'll find them fascinating. We post something there every day if you need our information on finances. We have an excellent book called Meltdown, and then Please Pray for America, but Pray for Radio Liberty, Our Provision, and Our Protection.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is President's Day. That's right. We're supposed to respect that. The 17th of February, 2014. I'm going to give you a little editorial.